Sorry about that, Rob. So what's
all right. stuff we didn't have to deal with on the old teleconference. You have mute button and all that film.
Real easy with the phone, I'll tell you that, Rob.
An off week for your team after playing just one game. How did you use it, and how was it? A good thing, bad thing, having it after a break after 1 week?
I don't know. I'll know after Saturday where it was good or bad. You know, went back to practice and did get back to doing some of the little things well. Did a lot of work with each other on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday we started looking a little bit at Delaware. It's it's very unique to have that first week after your opening game as the opening as your off week during the season. That'd probably be a regular season would be a little bit different, but for right now, it was something I think we needed to have to look and see what we did well against Delaware, what we did leading into camp, against Albany, and then work hard to get prepared, start looking at a very, very good, very good football team in Delaware, how we're going to attack them and how we're going to approach them.
First question this morning from Roger Brown. Go ahead, Roger.
Morning, Sean.
Morning, Roger.
Specific to Delaware, what do you see that has stood out about their defense in their first two games?
I don't know where to start, Roger. It's impressive from top to bottom. The other thing that's unbelievably impressive about Delaware's football team defensively is how many people they play. And I think it starts from the front guys, the three down linemen that they've been playing. And what's amazing is they're playing eight or nine guys in that D-line. Burton and this kid McGowan really jump out at me. They play very well. You look at the second level, they got four linebackers, and they play probably seven or eight of those guys. But they got Nichols, who's been a perennial all-conference kid here, Kid Buchanan, two young guys, Trainer and Toro. They're fine. And I think the best two players in their defense are Whitehead and Black, the two safeties that they have there. Not saying their corners aren't any good, but, look what they've done in the two games that they played against Stony Brook and against Maine. They've held the opponents to 3 points. They don't give up big plays. They attack downhill. They get pressure from their three-man rush. They get pressure when they bring people off the edge. This is a really impressive defensive football team with a great pad level, Roger. I mean, that forward pad level that chase people down, and when they hit you, they knock you back. They're pretty good, man.
Thank you.
Sean, you said you went back and took a look at week one and what you needed to, what you liked, and what you needed to do better. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's start on the offensive side of the ball. What did you see on that side?
Well, I think we got to finish blocks and get on blocks a little bit better at each level, whether it's the O-line, the tight ends, and the wide receivers. We got to get on those blocks. We got to sustain the blocks. And then we got to make sure we finish the blocks. The next step in it is making sure that we – protect a little bit better in some play action situations instead of a situation where we're trying to take a shot, hit a big play. Offensively, I think we'll be better in these next weeks because we're finally getting our wide receivers, our experienced wide receivers to get a lot of practice time in, which they didn't have leading up to the Albany game. I thought Max was pretty good early in the first half and throughout most of the first half, got better in the second half late, but we got to get a consistent game from Max Brosmer for us to be really, really good against a tough Delaware defense.
Okay, if you have a question for Coach Mack this morning, just either raise your hand or put something in the chat, and we'll get the question into him. Let's go to the other side of the ball, and that's sort of the same question on defense. What did you like from your team defensively, and what are some of the things you'd like to shore up?
Well, I thought we flew around on defense in the Albany game. I thought we played downhill in a lot of ways. I was very pleased with our front four and the defensive line there. I thought they played well. Our backers, we played backers. I thought all those guys played well, especially Zidane Williams in his first start. The thing that I liked is we tackled well. The thing I didn't like is we gave up two drives in the second half that I thought hurt us in a lot of different ways. One led to a touchdown and the other led to a field goal. We got to be better in stopping, some key plays and being smart and making some good decisions in tackling and making sure we're fighting inside out playing with them.
Got a follow-up question from Roger. Go ahead, Roger.
One other thing, Sean. Any health situations? I mean, maybe an update on Max or anybody else banged up heading into the week?
Well, we'll know more about Max and I in practice tomorrow. You know, he jogged and ran a little bit at the end of last week. You know, it's a hamstring calf type of thing, Roger. And our experiences as of late have been very struggling with those type of injuries. You know, we got some sprains and ankles and stuff like that, but I think we'll be good going into Tuesday. It'll be very interesting to see how everybody practices.
Sean, I asked Nick the same thing, or I was going to ask you the same thing. What now that you're a couple weeks into this, what has been the biggest difference have you felt sort of in the run-up to this spring season and the time? It's all different than what anybody's ever gone through. And after having gone through it a week with the week off, what do you think the biggest changes have been?
I don't know, to be honest with you, Rob. You know, we haven't had a normal week at UNH. We had the whole week of preseason leading up to the Albany game, and you practice that way. You know, and it was, again, different what we'd all talked about with, you know, being attached to the classes, having more school than we ever had. Then we have an off week the second week. So, you know, we aren't into our practice week where it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, Friday or Sunday, get rid of the previous game and intro to the next game. So I can't tell you what the normal is yet. I'll know a little bit more after this week, and I'll know more after the following week once we prepare and prep for Villanova.
Take a look again a little more. I'll go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, Coach, good morning. Good morning, Al. Wondering, Coach, could you talk a little bit about, didn't get a chance to before, but about your captains, you know, both on the defensive side and what they've been able to do and maybe some of the challenges for captains and the players in these situations?
Right. You know, obviously the two guys that were voted captain and, you know, again, we vote on the seniors and anybody that goes gets picked, and Ryan Carter and Evan Horn, we're chosen. I think both of them have earned the right to be captain. They've been very good leaders in the off season. It's a credit to Brian. He was in particularly very, very good last fall. He was here in school and he was leading from the front the whole way. I think that had a huge impact on our young players. And then of course, Evan, who sat out last fall and wasn't able to come because of his gap year, his gap semester, come back and establish himself right when he gets back. And not only being a great leader and understanding in the locker room and those things, but with his play on the field, in the field. So, you know, I think both those guys that you look at are the right choices. The challenge for all of them, you know, again, is connecting with everybody on the team. And it's hard, Alan, because there's no locker room. There's no away trips as of yet. There are no camp things where you have that great opportunity to get to know everybody in the program and get to see you lead everybody in the program. Not just on the field, but in the dining hall, in the dorm, on the bus. You know, it's interesting. So I think they made great choices. I think both these guys are great leaders from the front. I'm excited. But I also, as I told the rest of the captain, the rest of the seniors, you don't need a C on your chest to lead. This has got to be a team-oriented thing.
Thank you.
Sean, one more before I let you go. Obviously, the numbers that the Delawares put up on defense are what catches your eye right away, but they've also scored some points on offense. And Nolan Henderson's back has finally got some added experience. What have you seen from him and their offense that has impressed you?
I thought he got better from week one to week two. He scrambles. He scrambled with a purpose on Saturday, made some good throws, made some good runs. Slidden got underneath some things. You know, we recruited Nolan, and he's a very talented kid, very talented athletically, can really run and can get good go. You know, he's been hit with the injury bug. Looks like he's bigger, stronger, and faster. And then – you know, I look at Lee and Sproul, the two running backs. Both of those kids are dynamic, explosive, can bounce it to the edge and get going and get extra yardage. Pitts, their wide receiver, has given us hell the last couple times we played them. Frederick to DeMalley are a good 1-2 balance, one pass to tight end. Then their offensive line is huge. You know, no, Danny's got a hell of a football team, Rob. He's got a hell of a football team playing a lot of guys down there. And they're playing with a confidence and air about them that has always been a Delaware trademark, and it's really shown early this year in the season.
All right, Sean, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, take care, Rob.
Thank you.